of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up later on Central Time, we'll get an update on the ongoing negotiations over the debt ceiling. We'll kick things off today with some stories from what many would say is the greatest sports franchise in the world, the Green Bay Packers. From the Ice Bowl to the Super Bowl, the franchise has its share of unforgettable moments and a fan base like any other. Leroy Butler was a defensive back for the Packers from 1990 to 2001. He's still a fan favorite to this day. He's the co-author of a new book. It's Packers Pride. Green Bay greats share their favorite memories, and he joins us now. Leroy, welcome to Central Time.
Hey, what's going on?
Well, a lot, actually. Pledge drive and everything. Now, I want to ask you, before we get to the Packer legends in your book, you grew up in Florida. You played in college there. What was it like when you found out you were going to play in one of the coldest outdoor stadiums in the NFL?
I tell you what, I'll tell you a quick story real quick. When I got the phone call to get drafted, I had my girlfriend at the time, she was thinking, was hoping I'd go to Miami or San Francisco or Tampa. You know, at the time, Jacksonville Jaguars didn't have a team, so that wasn't an option. When she found out it was Green Bay, if you could have saw her face, she was like, oh my goodness, it's so cold up here, we're going to die, it's freezing, it's like Antarctica. I said, no, it's not. I had never been to Wisconsin, so I didn't know what to expect. But trust me, it was one of the best things that ever happened to me. I love the Packer fans. And, you know, throughout all the winters, good and bad, I've just learned to be a big Packer fan, and the weather's no big deal.
All right. Well, you know, to hear the sportscasters talk and a lot of fans talk, there's something special about the Green Bay Packers. It's a special franchise. But as a player, I mean, do players from other teams feel that way? Did you feel that way when you first walked in the door? Did it take a while to warm up to the whole Packer legend idea?
Well, I knew when I got to the airport, it was 1,500 people to welcome me. And it was a Wednesday at 2 o'clock. I wondered, did you people have jobs? I was like, man, it's just so many Packer fans here. Everybody got a Packer jersey on. They support their team. But in 1995, we lost to the Rams at home. And I remember 35,000 to 40,000 people chanting, go, Pack, go. That's when it dawned on me how lucky I was as a player to have a fan base that doesn't have an owner. It's people who buy these stock certificates who help us turn around and build these nice scoreboards, nice seating, and make it nice. And that made me feel good as a player that doesn't matter about wins, losses, or whatever, but it just matters about the fans, you know, investing into their company, in which their company are the Green Bay Packers.
So for the book, you and your co-author, Rob Reichel, interviewed about 70 current and former Green Bay Packers players and coaches and behind-the-scenes staff. Did you get a sense from all these guys that they all felt there was something special about being with the Packers?
That's a good question, because remember now, some of these guys we talked to, they went on to play with other teams. Mm-hmm. I was one of the fortunate ones to play 12 years here. But once you go to another team, you also realize that you have fair weather fans. They turn on you when you lose. And when they're winning, you know, they high-five you. But when you're losing, they don't even show up to the games. And it takes for somebody to understand and appreciate that. So some of these stories are in this particular book. And that's why I think it's one of the best sellers right now, you know, up until a couple of weeks, because people love the stories where the Packer players get a chance to dedicate this book to the fans and tell some of our intimate stories on what goes on behind the scenes and what goes on the field.
Now, you were there starting the early 90s, past 2000, and that was a real turning point, wasn't it? And you talk about in the book, there was an attitude early on that this was a place that NFL players didn't want to go to play. What changed to make it a place to go and then ultimately a Super Bowl winner?
Well, ultimately it started back in 1990. We were playing some of our games up in Milwaukee, and it just was a losing culture. And I just felt like, you know, for us to have home field advantage, sooner or later, you know, we're going to get all our games in Green Bay, but yet and still give the Milwaukee people a chance to buy tickets. I think they still get two games in one preseason. Mm-hmm. But if you look at the dynamics of when Mike Holmgren came in and when his feet hit on God's country in Wisconsin, the culture started to change. And Ron Wolf had a plan. And his plan was to do whatever it takes to win a Super Bowl. So with some great free agents and some great draft picks, we were able to, in the 90s, to just dominate for a while. There was only three teams, Dallas, San Francisco, and the Green Bay Packers that dominated in the 90s. And we did something no other team could say, I don't think it would ever be duplicated. The number one offense, the number one defense. But it started by getting Brett Favre and Reggie White.
Well, one great thing about being a Packer for all the years you played was you never had to play against Brett Favre. Can you talk about the difference he made and how he surprised everybody?
It's a story in the book I tell by Brett's the all-time best teammate. And here's why. When Brett got into the locker room, he basically didn't know what to expect. He was in Atlanta for a couple of years down there. Now you come to Wisconsin from Atlanta, and you have some African-American guys over there playing cards. You have some of the white guys playing backgammon. You have some other guys over there getting ready to go hunting. Then you have some younger guys listening to hip-hop music. Then you have some older guys listening to country music. Brett walked into that locker room, and he went around to everybody, and he fit in. That's the ultimate teammate, a guy that puts aside his beliefs and what he wants to do to adapt to the team. I don't think you'll ever see a guy like that. And this guy really cared about his teammates. And that's some misconceptions about Brett Favre. And you get that by reading this book about the story about I'm telling him, I mean, how he is told that how he managed to be everybody's best friend on the team.
We're talking with Packers great Leroy Butler about his new book, Packers Pride. We'll pick that up in a minute. You can get a copy of the book with a pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio. Here to tell us how are producers Chris Molina with Central Time, Judith Sears-Poisson with The Larry Miller Show. Hey.
Hey, glad to be here. I'm Judith Sears-Poisson with Chris Molina, asking you to support the programs you enjoy, like Central Time on Wisconsin Public Radio. Your support makes high-quality, commercial-free programs on WPR possible. And when you pledge today, you'll be entered into a drawing for an iPad. So now is a great time to support the programs you value with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And Judith, the last hour we heard from 33 listeners.
Great.
Thank you so much for those pledges. We do have another goal to meet this hour. We're looking to get 40 pledges in the next 45 minutes or so. You know, these hourly goals are extremely important. They help us stay on track financially so we can keep the discussion going strong here on Wisconsin Public Radio. So please take a moment right now. It takes 2 minutes of your time. Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
And on the Ideas Network, you hear from the person who wrote the bill, who wrote the book, who played on the Packers, who has unique experience. We're glad to seek out these people and get them on our shows. We're privileged to do it, in fact, but it's your support that makes it all possible. So make great radio happen right now with your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we know that you support Wisconsin Public Radio. We know you give to WPR to support the programs, but we do like to sweeten the pot when we can a little bit. As an added incentive this hour, we have something special going on. We're offering a copy of the book Packers Pride, Green Bay Greats Share Their Favorite Memories, and it's yours when you give $150 or more, and that's only $12.50 a month. There's great stories in here, stories about Packers greats like Brett Favre, Reggie White, Don Majkowski, the list goes on and on and on. And we're talking to Leroy Butler this hour, this segment of Central Time, co-author of this book, and you know we're happy to have him, but this discussion with Leroy Butler is only possible when you make that pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And everything you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio is the result of thoughtful preparation. We do our homework, we do the legwork so that you get the highest quality radio programs possible. Thank you so much for your commitment to this quality, the commitment you make when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Wisconsin Public Radio wakes me up every morning. Mostly I just enjoy the morning programming and the afternoon programming. I became a sustaining member because I felt so guilty with all the pledge drives, because they're so logical and they're so persistent. It's crucial that we have people support it so we don't lose it. I'm Sarah from Wausau. Join me as a sustainer of Wisconsin Public Radio.
pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Hi, I'm Judith Sears-Poisson here with Chris Molina asking you to support Wisconsin Public Radio during this fall membership drive. Maybe your gift is $10 or $20 a month. Whatever amount you choose is the right amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
The beauty of making a voluntary donation is that you decide how much to give. You decide the amount that works for you. How much you give? Well, it's not as important as the fact that you do give.
Exactly. Since making a donation is your choice, and because WPR is something you value, you'll probably feel like it's a pretty good feeling to do it. So find out right now. WPR.org, 888-202-2552. A lot of new members give $5 a month, but like Chris said, you decide the amount and we appreciate whatever amount it is.
And Judith, one of the things that we hear from listeners over and over is that they like Wisconsin Public Radio because it's their source for intelligent radio. Well, there are bills associated with high quality radio. Well, that's where you come in. Your support is so important.
It really is. Making a pledge is also very quick and easy. We make it as easy as possible. You'll be finished in no time at all. Your contribution in any amount, say $5 or $10 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 makes all of this great intelligent radio possible.
We've already got three pledges on the board. We're
great.
Looking for a total of 40 this hour, and we've got about 45 minutes left to make that goal. Help us out right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, and that is an added bonus for your pledge of any amount today. You will be entered in that drawing for an iPad. Hey, sustainers, don't worry. You guys are automatically entered, but if you're not a sustainer, please get that donation in right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And don't forget, you can also ask for a copy of the book Packers Pride. Green Bay greats share their favorite memories with your pledge of $150 or more. You know, that breaks down to just $12.50 a month. Pledge now. Any amount is greatly appreciated and gets you entered into that iPad drawing at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We have Ellen in Beloit who says, WPR is the only radio station I listen to in the car or at home. I love it all. Classical music, in-depth interviews on myriad topics, objective news coverage. Ellen, thank you so much for that comment. If you're like Ellen, if you rely on WPR for news, entertainment, great music, we need to hear from you. We want your support. Make your pledge right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And again, that's WPR.org, 888-202-2552. Whichever way you decide to give, however much you want to give, the important thing is that you do it now. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
All right. Thanks a lot, Chris and Judith. Make your pledge, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. We're going to pick up with Leroy Butler in just a minute. Take the few minutes now to get a copy of his book with your pledge of $150 or more. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. This is Central Time. This is Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up in a little bit, we're going to look at the latest on this ongoing federal government shutdown and debt ceiling negotiation. The news is flying at us fast and furious in some respects. In some respects, we're still where we are last week. No deal. That's coming up at the half hour. We're hoping to get back in contact with Leroy Butler of the Green Bay Packers and talk about his new book. We lost him from the line for just a moment there. We're trying to reestablish contact with him. Remember, you can get a copy of his book. Tell us how, Chris Molina.
You can call 888-202-2552 or go to WPR.org. In this book, it's co-authored by Leroy Butler and Rob Reichel, who a lot of you will know for his coverage of the Green Bay Packers. There's all kinds of great stories in this book, stories about quarterbacks, Brett Favre, Don Majkowski, Aaron Rodgers, Matt Flynn. He had that amazing game for the Packers a couple years ago. And, you know, not just stories about individual players, but there's stories about coaches as well. You know, legendary coaches, Vince Lombardi, Mike Holmgren, Mike McCarthy. You know, you start thinking about Packers greats and the list goes on and on and on. And some of the memories that Leroy Butler has of some of these games as well. You might remember the Monday Night Miracle game from, I believe that was 2000 or 2001, where Antonio Freeman just made that just amazing catch where it managed to, you know, the football bounced off him and up into the air and back into his arms.
Pick up the book at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Looks like we've got Leroy back. Leroy, are you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Sorry, we lost you for a minute there. Well, I want to pick up one of the great stories you tell in the book. You're the guy who started the Lambo leap, and I remembered it wrong. I thought it was on an interception. It was not. I know from your book now.
I wish it was. But to be honest with you, it's something that was very spontaneous. You know, Reggie White, I called the fumble. Reggie White picked it up, and I'm running down the sideline, and I see this guy, and, you know, I point to him like I'm going to jump up. And it's been 20 years since I did that, by the way, this particular year. And he had a beer in his hand. He had to make a decision. Does he catch me or drink that beer? And I remember when I jumped up there, the beer spilled all over me, and he yelled in my ear, "You owe me a beer."
That's asking a Wisconsin guy to choose between his beer and,
right,
and a Packer, man. I don't know. It's like picking between your kids.
Well, yeah, that's a toss-up.
And it wasn't called the Lambo Leap right away. And people in the media, I guess, asked you to name it, and you said no.
Well, I wanted the fans to be a part of it because I think the fans what sets the tone of every time you go into a hostile environment. And it was all voted on. You know, we had a bunch of fans call in and email in and write in and say Lambo Leap. It had a nice ring to it. And I said, hey, I can go with that. That'll be fine with me.
And it became a tradition pretty fast.
Yeah, everybody does it. Now, even when other players do it in other stadiums, it's still called the Lambo Leap. But they're paying homage to our fans, but at the same time, they're duplicating something I invented. But really, if you think about it, how many times can you go up and thank your fans for paying their hard-earned money to watch you play, knowing that it's 81,000 people waiting for tickets?
Well, and people still thank you. I think you quoted somebody saying, hey, Leroy, thanks. Because of you, I got to touch Jordy Nelson.
Yeah, right. I get a lot of emails and calls about that. I remember this one lady, her favorite player is James Jones. I remember this other young lady, her favorite player is Donald Driver. And she got a chance to catch Donald Driver 3 years ago. Now, it's just a rumor, but she claims she has never washed her hands in 3 years.
So let's talk about some of the other players you talk about. Reggie White, obviously, you mentioned him briefly earlier. He made a big difference on the team. Can you talk about his impact on the Packers?
Yeah, Reggie White had this great idea about guys going to, you know, Bible study and getting closer. And I said, Reggie, you have to do what Jesus did. He went to the people and he led them to the promised land. Every Thursday night, guys go out to have a beer and eat chicken wings. You have to, and it's around the whole league, all 32 teams. I said, you got to go out with these guys, let them see that you're not some father figure, that you're really a player just like them. And he went and did that. And the next couple weeks, we had over 35, 40 guys in Bible study. And that's when we started to win back in 94 and 95. You know, we were a team. And Reggie had this one concept, if we can be a team, be a bunch of leaders, not followers. But if we do choose to follow, we got to follow Brett Favre. That's the guy that's going to take us to the promised land, and he was right.
You also write about Edgar Bennett, who was a friend of yours, I think, before you were both Packers.
Yeah, that guy always followed me. We played high school together, we played college together, we played pros together. And, you know, he's the one guy, everywhere I go, I'm telling you, it's a true story, people call me Edgar Bennett. And people go up to him and say, hey, Leroy, how you doing? How's Edgar doing? And he's like, no, I'm Edgar, he's Leroy. We do look similar, but we've always been around each other, and we're just like brothers. And he's always been my favorite Packer, and he's always been like a brother to me. So, you know, telling some of those stories really got me excited, especially when I got a chance to tell in the book about some of my favorite players I love to go up against. Now, that was fun.
Ooh, tell us a couple players you like to play against and maybe trash talk a little.
Well, one of the few guys we talked about, and people don't know this, but one of the guys I love playing, we always love playing the Minnesota Vikings, of course, playing Randy Moss and Chris Carter and some of the things that we talked about, you know, and then how I used to have these mind games with Steve Young. And how another great story about when we went to San Francisco, Coach Holmgren's first game back with his former team, how we changed defenses. Because we was a 4-3 team. But that particular week, we played a 3-4 scheme. We destroyed them on that game. And I still think about that. And Rob gave me a chance to bring all these football stories out. You know, how Amp Lee, a guy no one ever heard of, Amp Lee was the quickest guy I've ever had to cover when he played with Minnesota on that particular turf. That turf was hard, like concrete. And playing a guy like Barry Sanders and Emmitt Smith and what I thought about those guys. And the last thing was, he asked me, who was my favorite player other than a Packer in the entire league? And people were interested to know that it was Herman Moore, wide receiver
for the Lions.
For the Detroit Lions. Yeah. Me and him were very good friends.
Huh. So your career ended with a shoulder injury. Did you feel like you still had gas in your tank and would have gone on for some more years if it weren't for that?
I felt like I had some vapors still in there, not much gas. But I also wanted to stay a Green Bay Packer my whole entire career. I had three opportunities to maybe sign with another team. I never did it. I took two pay cuts to stay with the Green Bay Packers because I love the fans. I love what it stood for. And not to mention, I always said if I ever wanted to go out, I wanted to be on Lambeau Field. So I got a chance to have a great career with a great franchise and, of course, the fans. And that made me feel very good about the retirement.
One regret, though, you have in your last chapter in the book, you wanted to go into coaching, and especially for the Green Bay Packers, and that hasn't happened. Are you disappointed about that?
Very disappointed. It was two things I asked the Lord to help me out with after post football, and it was only, I got four daughters. I asked God, I said, if you could ever give me a son, that would be great. If I could ever coach for the Green Bay Packers, it would be my two biggest dreams. Now, I have my son. I got a two-year-old son, Leroy Butler IV. Now, the next thing is yet to happen, but now I've expanded it to God. I said, listen, if not with the Green Bay Packers, just anywhere in the NFL, I just want to get into the coaching so bad because I got so much knowledge, and hopefully I'll get that phone call.
All right. Well, Leroy, good luck with a coaching career in the future, and thank you so much for joining us today. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. This is one of the best interviews I've ever done.
Wow.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Yep.
That was Leroy Butler, one of my favorite all-time Packers, not my all-time favorite after that. He's a former defensive back, played safety for many years for the Green Bay Packers, author of the new book, Packers Pride, Green Bay Greats Share Their Favorite Memories. Hey, this hour only, you can pick up a copy. You can support Wisconsin Public Radio and get all these Packer stories, making a pledge of $150 or more. You can go to WPR.org and take care of it all there, or make a phone call. 888-202-2552. That's 888-202-2552. Coming up, the debt ceiling still out there. Coming up, deadline on Thursday, and we'll find out the latest. This is Central Time.